It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this second Sunday in November. You know, time has a way of passing too fast, don't you think? Well, last week we talked about going back in time. I was surprised that on PBS last Sunday they were going back in time to 1927. Two families had to live like they did in 1927. Well, the families were surprised and complained about how difficult it was to do without modern inventions. So it might be fun to read about going back in time, but it might not be so much fun to really do it. Well, today, we're right on the mark with our guest, who is Jeanette Flowers, and she's the care coordinator, marketing manager at Comfort Keepers. And they have a project that I think you're going to want to know about. It's for we older seniors. And I'll just let her tell about it. What is the new project, Jeanette?
The new project that we do every year, Sally, is our Stop Senior Hunger Food Drive. Comfort Keepers has been doing this for several years in our Wood County, Washington County area. As you probably already know, one in every nine senior adults is at risk for hunger.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
As seniors, as we all grow older, it could be medications and loneliness can lessen the joy of eating and gradually diminish independence. Could be lack of transportation or low income. All these factors could lead to the hunger malnutrition in seniors. So, you know, that's what we're concerned about. What we do each fall is we contact some different businesses around the Wood County, Washington County area to help us by putting out these red bins to collect food. And what we do with that food is we are involved with an organization out of Wood County called FaithLink. I don't know if you've ever heard of FaithLink before. Have you ever heard of FaithLink?
No, I haven't.
Okay, FaithLink was started in 1996. It's specifically for Wood County seniors that maybe can't find transportation to doctor's offices and, you know, maybe some basic needs at home. All those type of services. We have close to... I think 170 volunteers right now at this time, and so we're always looking for volunteers as far as that goes to help meet the needs with these seniors in Wood County. But they can, like I said, they could do grocery shopping for them. They could just come in and visit and do companionship, any type of need like that. But part of that food from the food drive goes to the FaithLink program. And then the other part goes over to Washington County to the O'Neill Center, who takes care of the Meals on Wheels. And there, from what I understand, there's still some seniors out there that are trying to get on the list excuse me, for Meals on Wheels. But also for the seniors, we're trying to watch out for them a little bit more with the upcoming winter months. With this food, we collect... We make up what are called blizzard bags. And the FaithLink program will distribute blizzard bags to the seniors that they're involved with in Wood County. And then the O'Neill Center through the Meals on Wheels program.
For the Ohio people.
For the Ohio, for the Washington County people. But, you know, we try to think of things to collect and ask for, like peanut butter. Peanut butter is an excellent source of protein. Very easy to open in case the electric would go out.
My favorite food.
Yeah, unless you have a peanut allergy, then we can't do peanut butter.
No.
But I mean, it is a great source of protein. Very easy, like I said, if the electric goes out or something happens. You know, the pop top soup could be eaten. I know there's beans, and I know those pop tops are probably a little bit easier to open versus a hand can opener if the electric goes out. Oats, you know, any of those type of things that are easy. We just collect all different kinds of food, though, and make up these blizzard bags for the seniors here in our area to have in case of emergencies.
Well, are there many seniors that are below the poverty line in our area?
Probably more than what we really know of. I would have to look and get some statistics for that, both in Wood and Washington County, but just based on you know, some of these other centers like FaithLink and the Belfry and the Marietta O'Neill Center, they are used as resources quite frequently mm-hmm. from a lot of seniors.
Mm-hmm. Do they come to you or do you find them?
Well, we're heavily involved, like I said, with FaithLink. So FaithLink, through their volunteers, they know and have a list of clients already that they service. Mm-hmm. So we know that there's a need there and how to get to those people. Same way with in Washington County through the O'Neill Center and the Meals on Wheels program.
Does it seem like it's worse this year?
It seems like there's a lot of different organizations, I think, collecting food for different things. But I think probably because I have elderly parents, I think we do need to take better care of our seniors. You know, I think they kind of get stuck to the wayside sometimes. And I
forgotten.
Think, yeah, I mean, and everybody's gonna be there at one point in time. That's just my personal feeling, though. But I think we need to spend more time and our effort towards our senior population.
I think that's wonderful. Now, how do you help seniors other than helping them with food? Like Comfort Keepers.
Okay, well, what we do at Comfort Keepers, you know, we can be senior advocates. We have a lot of clients that have no family at all. So we're their, you know, main family. We can, you know, take them out to do their shopping, to go to church, any kind of transportation they need to their doctor's visits. You know, we can come into their house and do house cleaning, meal preparation, which, you know, talking about the senior hunger drive, it's really hard for seniors, I think, to get adequate nutrition. You know, you just kind of get tired of fixing your food and coming up with different recipes. And boy, isn't it nice to have somebody else cook for you, and their food tastes better for some reason or another.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So I'm not a good cook.
Well, so, I mean, we try to do a lot of the interactive caregiving where, you know, that's a priority with the nutrition. We look at the overall, you know, care that our seniors need. So we can hit every aspect of that for our seniors.
We're going to be right back. More about the Comfort Keepers Project, right after this from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Jeanette Flowers from Comfort Keepers about their project of helping seniors with food this winter. Well, who should the seniors call if they need some help?
They can call Comfort Keepers, and we can help them with what they need. Since this is a project of ours, they can call the O'Neill Center if they're in Washington County, and they can call the FaithLink organization if they're in Wood County.
So how many would you say you serve altogether?
As far as just this project with mm-hmm. lizard bags?
Or is that hard to figure out?
Well, that is kind of hard to come up with an estimate. Golly, I forget how many pounds each year that we end up collecting and distributing. It's quite a bit, though. It would be more than what you, mm-hmm. you know, would imagine. And like I said, we get together after we get these donations. We either get, you know, the food donations or monetary donations. Then we go out and buy more food. We get a lot of different volunteers, and we just make up all these Blizzard bags and get them right out to the seniors so they can have those.
Do you need more volunteers?
I think FaithLink in Wood County, they're looking for some volunteers just for, basic help with some of the seniors in Wood County that might need, transportation somewhere, or just, companionship or grocery shopping. I think we have probably enough volunteers for the Blizzard bags, putting those together, but I know FaithLink, they're always looking for volunteers to help out.
So if somebody has some food, they look for the red buckets?
The red bins, they look like large plastic red bins, and they have the Comfort Keepers logo on it, and they've got a food display on there that says Stop Senior Hunger. And right now, they are located at DuPont. They are located at the Parkersburg News and Sentinel. They're located at Williamstown Bank. And they're located at Comfort Keepers, which is over in the Frontier Shopping Center here in the area in Washington County.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful program. And I want to thank you so much for telling us all about it. And wish you all the luck.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having us, Sally. We appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Before we go, I would like to say congratulations to the Marietta Welfare League and the Marietta Memorial Hospital on their opening of their brand new food and gift shop. It's located on the first floor. Really good location for them, too. And I would say it's first class all the way. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors, and it's also a great place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Morality in the Media. It's a great organization that's trying to bring about better TV, movies, and to fight porno. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA1490.com. Click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Remember to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.